Now, of course, we were very interested to find out what are these so-called invasive species that are taking over in the zoo. So we went back to the DNA, and what the DNA told us is that every monkey in the zoo had become dominated by Bacteroides and Prevotella, the same microbes that we all have in our guts as modern humans. We wanted to find a way to visualize this, and we used some tools from multivariate ecology to put all of the microbiomes we were studying onto an axis. And what you're seeing here is a distance plot where every point is a different animal's microbiome. So every point represents a whole zoo of microbes. And the microbiomes that have a lot of microbes in common are close to each other. The ones that are very different are farther apart. So this is showing you that the two groups of wild monkeys are over on the left. The top left are these highly endangered monkeys called the red-shanked duke in Vietnam. And in the bottom left are monkeys from Costa Rica. So you can see that they have totally different microbiomes in the wild. And then the same two species of monkey in the zoo are converging. So their microbiomes change, and they become much more similar to each other. Even though these are zoos on different continents, different geographical regions, they're eating different diets.